Y'all ready for tomorrow?
Yep.
John and Susie Eichhoff are used to working together and going home together. John says over 3 decades, they have only been apart a couple of times.
Except for one business trip that I made to Houston, Texas, and a stint that I spent in the hospital for 10 days. I can say in 30 years, those are the only 2 occasions we've not been together.
That stint in the hospital was due to a heart attack John suffered while being the CEO of a fast-paced, successful engineering services company that he managed with Susie. The couple say they decided just years afterward that it was time to leave the pressure cooker career and trade it in for a slower-paced ranching life in New Mexico.
We very much treasure the lower pressure, the being out here in a beautiful place with beautiful scenery and around some nice docile animals, and it's a nice place to be.
Those animals are Criollo cattle. Susie Eichhoff says while trying to decide on a cattle breed, they watched as ranching friends struggled during New Mexico's recent drought.
Friends of ours had a large cattle ranch, and they were selling off their cattle because there was no grass for the cattle, there was no water for the cattle. It was very, very severe on them, and they were selling them off and getting very little money for those cattle.
The Eichhoffs say they came across research being done on Criollo cattle at the USDA's Jornada Experimental Range that showed this breed could adapt to the arid desert environment in southwest New Mexico. Susie says they read up on a lot of studies being done on the Criollo before selecting this breed that has been in our region for hundreds of years.
Yeah, I think this is a sustainable animal. It requires less food, less supplementation, less water. All those things that the British breed require more of.
John Eichhoff says that they are lucky to have 141 acres of land with irrigable water.
Water is a premium in this part of the country.
How much of a premium? A study by Stanford University and the University of California looked at data in 17 western states covering more than 2 million groundwater wells. The research, published in the peer-reviewed journal Environmental Research Letters, found 1 in 30 wells in the West is probably dry. In eastern New Mexico, there is concern in Curry and Roosevelt counties about increased use of the Ogallala Aquifer. Dr. Alex Reinhart, a hydrogeologist with the New Mexico Bureau of Geology and Mineral Resources, says he's worried about the lack of recharge to the aquifer.
So even if the drought reverses and we end up in a wet period for a while, it's not really going to change anything. They're completely reliant on their groundwater out there.
Reinhart says officials are looking into piping in water to the area as a solution. As for a possible solution for ranchers facing drought, researchers at the USDA's Jornada Experimental Range north of Las Cruces continue their work on the Criollo. Alfredo Gonzalez, an animal scientist at the range, drives out to check on a group of Criollo cattle in a pasture that he says is around 6,000 acres. Gonzalez is comparing how this group of Criollo compares to a group of Angus and Hereford crossbred to see how the cattle respond to the desert temperatures.
They seem to be better adapted to the hot temperatures than do the crossbreds.
Gonzalez says not only does the Criollo thrive in the desert temperatures, but also by monitoring the cattle with GPS tracking collars, they found the breed can travel further from water.
We found that they go days more without water, and they responded by going out further, and so they distribute a lot better than the Angus.
The data also includes understanding the Criollo's diet better. He says the breed is helping restore grasslands that have disappeared due to overgrazing in the state.
So with them using these areas with a lot better, a lot more diverse plants that they're utilizing, using water in a better manner and getting away from it a little bit better, I think this is all good for the remediation of our grasslands.
The Eichhoffs say the breed of cattle has improved the grasslands on their ranch.
They're grazing constantly. They're spreading seeds for us. They're fertilizing the seeds. And even with their small hoofs, they do very little damage to what's here.
Also, they say they birth easy. They've never had to pull a calf, and the breed seems to be great at avoiding disease. It's another insurance policy for this three-person ranching operation facing conditions that ranchers in the West continue to deal with.
I'm not a pessimist, I'm just a disillusioned optimist. You know, it's really difficult to look into the negative side of things, but if it does go negative, I'm sure going to be glad there's Criollos around.
A breed that has been around hundreds of years and may offer sustainable answers for ranchers in the West. For KRWG, I'm Anthony Moreno.